This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Laura and John Anderson Foundation, run by an Enron billionaire, is under attack for its commission to subvert public employee pensions and move them all to 401k plans. Unions and others are targeting Brookings and Pew Research for taking millions from them. Stockbrokers who fail their brokerage tests are more likely to have disciplinary issues later. Iran is trying to save billions by convincing its citizens to say no to subsidy for food and electricity. 77 million are enrolled for $15 per month, though the total Iranian population is 75 million. The SEC is moving to curb trading fees, supporting high-frequency trading. U.S. seafood consumption is down to 14.4 pounds annually from a record 16 pounds per person 2 years ago. Chicken is 82 pounds per year per person, beef 57 pounds, and pork 46 pounds per person. British Petroleum, 4 years after their spill in the Gulf, announced it's ending its active cleanup of the Louisiana coast. Obama administration has now deported 2 million immigrants. Women-owned businesses are up 68% from 1997 to 2004, and 1.5 times the average business growth. Idaho, Nevada, Alabama, Wisconsin, North and South Carolina, and West Virginia allow people to keep exotic wild animals without permits or licenses in their homes. Former New York mayor and billionaire Michael Bloomberg has pledged $50 million to organize voters to curb gun violence and take on the NRA. Former Italian Prime Minister Berlusconi, 77 years old, was sentenced to community service 4 days per week for 4 hours per day for a year, taking care of other senior citizens. E-cigarette studies indicate similar cancer risks to regular cigarettes. Railroads are exempt from federal right-to-know regulations on hazardous cargo. New understandings of technology indicates jobs are being lost and wages depressed rather than earlier, more optimistic projections on tech. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.